Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, a couple things on the local vote yesterday. My mission to show up yesterday and vote was to strike down all four of the ballot questions. That's what I... It's amazing in Philadelphia, and I'm looking at the breakdown of this. These are the ballot change questions yesterday, the things that Philadelphia should do. The one that was the leader that got 72% is expanding the Office of Immigrant Affairs. Translation, illegal immigrant affairs, 72%. No, I'm sorry, the 79% was to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Second place, have more illegal immigrant office, 72%. The one that got the fewest votes, this was interesting, to pass, was to change the references from councilmen, councilman, and council manic to council member, council members, and council. That only got 66% of Philadelphians voting for it. And the second to the last, this is the one that is troublesome. Now, if you are going to be in Philadelphia at all, this is troublesome. This one established public safety enforcement officers assisting the police department in the regulating the flow of traffic and ordinances. Now, that's what cops do. These will be Barney Fife positions. Here's more meddling, more people to go after you if you somehow or another made it into Philadelphia in your vehicle. That only passed with 67%. I voted against all four. All four are dumb ideas. Usual stuff or worse. The last one might even be particularly troublesome. So here's the question coming out of yesterday's result here in Philadelphia. I went back and I took a look. If Jim Kenney's elected, which is a foregone conclusion, Philadelphia will then at that point have 72 years of Democrat mayors. Think about that. Some people put up on Facebook and Twitter, oh my God, this place, 50, it's 72 it'll be, 72. And the person that will succeed, Jim Kenney, will be more radical. Yeah, I already see this. It's predictable in Philadelphia. They can't get enough of this. It'll be Helen Jim. She's the Asian American woman who is more radical than Jim Kenney. It's obvious she led the council at large voting yesterday, almost overwhelmingly. She'll be after Kenney, almost without a doubt in my mind. That'll be 76 years, 78 years. Soviet Union lasted what? In its real form, I think we're coming up on an anniversary. I have to look up what's the Soviet Union started, you know, would you say 1917-ish? I don't know that the Soviet Union lasts as long as the Philadelphia Union will and is. Just listen to these mayors to see how it's changed. And this impacts you. Remember, we had Mr. Hogan on. Tom, you guys out there in Chester County are lucky to have this guy as DA. He was brilliant yesterday. That's up on podcast, 1210WPHT.com, our website. And Hogan was talking about what he faces in Chester County. And he said what I say all the time. They don't stop at Philadelphia. Larry Krasner, the DA, is allowing, the stuff that he's allowing is impacting what's going on all the way out in Chester County. Without a doubt. That was Hogan, not me. It's one of my big themes. So, this goes back a while. Jim Tate was a mayor. This guy was from Hunting Park. I think he lived in a row house. He was sort of a liberal. He was followed by Frank Rizzo, who was not a liberal, maybe a Trumpian figure, right, for 8 years. Followed by Bill Green, son of a powerful Democrat. He was sort of a liberal, sort of a dilettante. Followed by Wilson Good, who was just the first black mayor, but kind of a classic liberal. All right, Dom, come on. He did bomb his own city. Now, that is worthy of note. He's the only mayor in American history that we know of that bombed his own citizens, albeit they were MOVE. All right, so Wilson Good. Then we have Ed Rendell. Now, Ed Rendell, I think, has lost his mind now with the safe injection site, but he's the classic liberal who can play a bit to the center. Then we had John Street. Now, John Street's liberal. John Street's a rabble-rousing guy, but he's not a progressive. Then we had Michael Nutter. Michael Nutter is like a professional liberal. And now we have Jim Kenney. So think of that progression. From a guy like Frank Rizzo to Jim Kenney. That's how much has changed. Most of these others were classic liberals. This guy is not. He's way out there. And I asked that question, the potties are, why is this guy perfect for the way that Philadelphia is now? I got some brilliant responses on social media. People talking, you know, they got it that I was after something specific. Here's one guy who said, because he easily represents the new Philadelphia, woke and constantly triggered. How about this one? Dan wrote me. I remember a scene from the PBS miniseries, I, Claudius, in which Tiberius tells Caligula that he will succeed him as emperor. Tiberius hugs Caligula and says, Rome deserves you. That's how I feel about Kenny in Philadelphia. Make sure the last resident with working brain cells turns off the lights on the way out. Caligula. Well, soda tax and all. Now, Jim Kenny is a combination of the thuggery of people like Vince Fumo, that's who he came up under, the union mentality, and the Jesuits. Oh, yes, the Jesuits. And he's the first guy, I give him credit for this, that understood millennial Philadelphia, these newcomers, the new waves, illegal immigration, bike lanes turns them on, things like that. It's Kenny. He was a genius at absorbing that well before these other professional liberals. They didn't get how to appeal to that. And that's exactly what he's doing. That's why he will never surrender on the soda tax. That's why he will push the so-called safe injection sites. He will. He has to. This is what drives this guy. You're not stopping this guy. He's just not like a liberal where there's a boundary. There's no boundaries. He's the Jesuits. Turn loose. All right, 855-839-1210. I'd love to get you in. Now, one parting swan song. You may only remember this woman, even though she and her husband ruled a council seat she lost last night, Janie Blackwell, for 45 years or more in West Philly. That's a long time. She lost finally to another more progressive maybe. But she was on with me a couple of years ago. She and Jim Kenney endorsed mandating that the Philadelphia public schools use Howard Zinn's The History of the American People, whatever it's called. I don't have the exact title for it. This is the most radical book out there, and it praises communism, Castro, Chairman Mao, Stalin. So I get Janie Blackwell on. She doesn't know what's going on. Fox and Friends did two segments on this that 2 days. They couldn't believe it. Listen to the exchange when I asked her about Fidel Castro. And come on, Janie, he's a dictator, right? This is a sitting, powerful city councilwoman. Here's some of the back and forth.
Tell me if you think this isn't the case. We don't want our kids growing up, African-American, Latino, or white kids, thinking they're victims even today, or they're being suppressed or whatever.
But a lot of people are victims. My mother was an indigenous. My grandparents were indigenous people
okay.
here. So, you know, a lot of people have been victims.
That's true, but
we still don't have equal rights for everybody.
All right, that's phase one. I think this builds up to Fidel Castro at some point.
We do by law in council and right?
Pardon you.
We do by law. We certainly do have equal rights.
Hey, listen, but we have de facto segregation in this country. We all know that.
I don't see that. What's de facto?
Then you don't maybe.
I live in Germantown.
In the same world.
I live in Germantown. The Germantown card. Are you aware, and again, I'm very grateful for the time, that Zinn actually is a big fan of Castro and Mao? I don't know if you asked your staff about that. I would assume that you're not.
Say that again about Castro.
That Zinn is a big fan and writes glowingly about Fidel Castro's Cuba and about Mao, Chairman Mao in the former communist China.
Well, I'm glad that we have the right to have discussion about that. Castro didn't do everything wrong or he wouldn't have lasted so long.
Wait a minute, Councilwoman, are you aware how many people he lined up and shot,
killed? Yeah, but we got a lot of people in this country from Cuba who decided... When Castro said you can stay here and everybody, white and black and brown, be the same, or you can leave and go to the United States. A lot of people came here from Castro because they didn't want to live in a society where no matter what your color was, all people are the same, too.
All right. Not making that up. That's not The Onion. That's actual Dom Giordano show footage, if you will, of Janie Blackwell. Boy, I wish she had remained in office. I was hoping someday to get more riveting analysis of Castro and how people were able to vote there. He wouldn't have lasted that long if he weren't doing great things in Cuba. And those people that fled, like Marco Rubio's family, they were fleeing because they didn't want to give equal rights.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.